as we've been viewing all of this and sharing this with you, there's a heart in every one of us that says, I want to do something. Whether you ever realize that or not, there's something that you want to do. Sometimes you just don't have that information. None of us, and it wasn't just weeks ago that I learned out that even this thing, night lights, is even happening. So I could go the rest of my life not even, you know, maybe wanting to do something but never being connected. Maybe you could go through the rest of your life and become 29 years old like Fern and had never gone on a missions trip. So there's a lot of things that we just want to expose to you today. But I'm convinced of one thing that we as a church need to do, and that's what I want to share with you real quick. We are a very good church as far as supporting missions. And you sometimes equate that in a lot of different ways, and most of the times financially, and that's probably the poorest way, but at the same time, that's the broadest way that we do this. I want to share some things with you that probably aren't surprising to most of you, but at the same time, it may be new information. Our crowd has really changed over the last 10 years. New people, new circumstances, things have changed a lot. So I want to bring you up to date with where we are. By the way, last week we did One Day to Feed the World. Remember that? There was this one-time offering that we were trying to promote, and the whole idea was take one day's salary, apply it to this meeting this need of feeding one day in the world of another life of another kid. Remember what they were saying? Those kids say, your one day changes my life. And this is what we did last week. We did $11,400. Collectively, $11,400. I'm telling you, that is fantastic. That is incredible. And it's easy to clap for that, but it was a one-time effort. And what I want to just do is, as a church, a part of our mission's commitment is to break out of the mold of a one-time, rise to the occasion. Let's not do a nightlight, if you will, and let's do it once and then be done. Let's not raise funds to feed some kids across the ocean one time and be done. God says, I want you to be a part of this the rest of your life. It's a transformation in all of us. So I want to present a little bit of that vision for you today. Here's what we do as a church. Our church supports 60 missionaries every month. 60 of them. 60 people that have come. And there's where there's foreign missionaries, United States missionaries. We have a couple of missionaries that are right here in Oklahoma. We also sponsor 22 missions projects. That's like Chi Alpha, Light for the Lost, Teen Challenge. These are things that we do. Now, we have a commitment that we meet as a church every month, of $5,465. Here's what we have done average-wise in meeting that goal through your giving on a monthly basis. Through January of July of this year, we have brought in on average $3,222. So that means that we are got a gap there of about $2,200. In the pool, book rack in front of you, there's a card here. It's called a faith pledge card, and it looks like this. Today we're not going to act on this, but I want to start planning this into your mind. In that, what I'd like to challenge you to do, and we'll make this a little more simple here in just a second, is that on a monthly basis, instead of rallying to the cry when a missionary comes or when we have a special offering like a project we do every year in July, that all year long that we would be doing this so that we would meet the need of this. We're going to pay this one way or the other. We're going to keep those missionaries where they are one way or the other. So I'm going to ask you to just join on top of that. The missions dinner that we have tonight, it's in honor of all of that. We hope that you'll come back tonight, enjoy that dinner. Matter of fact, here's the plea, you know, if you don't have anything to do for 10 minutes after service, go over there and help us set up some tables and everything for tonight. But I want to share some things really quickly with you tonight, all about missions as we wrap all of this up. Gwen cuts hair. Robin cooks burgers. What do I do? What do I do? If I give, great. And listen, don't get me wrong. If give, great. Some of you don't have the time. Thursday nights are occupied for you. When she started telling me about this, I go, hey, that's my granddaughter night. She said, bring her. I went, you mean bring my granddaughter to this event where we serve people and we love on people and they take kids off the street that don't have a grandpa? Okay, well, you knew where I went with that. Okay, let me go down there. I thought, okay, I'm going to get down there. I'm going to find out what's going on. And if I can take Mabry Ellen with me, we will absolutely do it. But here's the thing. We're all called to missions. You may not have been called a missionary to go overseas, but I'm confident that God has called you to do a couple of things. And one of those first things is that he's called you to pray. He's called you to pray. Every missionary that comes to this church, they say, please pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. That's what they need. They need prayer. Because somehow in the context of prayer, whether we understand it or not, there's this power that God does some things that we don't even know. We don't even know how to explain it, but God does some things when we begin to pray. Now listen, if I quit talking, which is a miracle in and of itself, here's what you hear. It's just silence. When we don't pray, this is what God hears from His people. You know what else? Nothing gets done because we didn't pray. Listen, prayer may be on the top of everybody's list, but it's the most powerful thing that we can do for missions or anything else. The second thing is that we can give. You may not be called a missionary to leave this, go to language school, and end up in Costa Rica, but God has called us to be givers. Romans 10:14 says, "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" We are here to give so that people can go and be a part of this. Your role as a missionary may not be going and doing, but it may be a missionary of supply. It may be that through your gifts, through your commitment, through this list that Gwen has shared with you, that you go to Walmart, pick out a couple of things that are on the list, bring it up here and donate it. You're giving in some way, somehow, time, your efforts, your abilities. You're giving so that things can happen. We have to understand that this is not only a responsibility, it's a privilege to serve God in this capacity. I remember I shared this a long time ago, but back during World War II, we weren't having really good statistics with the success of our ammunition and our bombs that we were making. They sent a congressional group of people, of senators, over to England because they were having fantastic results. All through the facilities that were producing all the ammunition, they were seeing these signs in just big letters that says, IADOM. And finally, after touring so many of these facilities, they asked, "What in the world does that mean?" And they said, "Oh, it's very simple. It just stands for, it all depends on me. I may be making the bullet. I may be back here. I may not be on the front line, but when they pull the trigger, and when they launch that bullet, when they drop that bomb, it better work, but it all depends on me." You may not be on the front line. You may never cut hair. You may never go to Costa Rica, but that's okay. Just be a part of the responsibility because God wants to do something with you. The cool thing about churches is the churches that struggle, the churches that are never exciting, nothing really, really super happens there, is usually the difference in their commitment to missions. And you see churches that are committed to missions, supernatural things happen. People are blessed. People like Jeff, their lives get transformed. They go somewhere. They do something with their lives. That's what it's all about. And it's amazing what God does with that. Dwayne Jones said this, "I have never seen a church that puts missions and lost souls first that wasn't growing." And that's what makes all of us grow. We grow ourselves. We grow individually because we're part of this incredible circumstance called missions. You may not have ever been sent to a foreign country, but I'm convinced that God has called you to be someone that sends others. God only had one son, and you know what? He made him a missionary. He said, "Go, go." And Jesus went. Let me read the scriptures to you. Luke 10:19. "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Matthew 18:14. "God is not willing that anyone should perish." We sin because nothing more is precious to God than a human soul. But guess what? Not only sending, but here's what he also said in Matthew 28:18. "Go. Go ye." In the last words of that, he says, "And I will be with you." We need to go to these Thursday night things. We need to go across town. We need to go to this thing on Tuesday night. It's not an evangelistic event. It's not a missions thing. But you know what? Our community is getting together and rally for a good purpose. We need to show up. That's all there is to it. Just show up. Eat their hot dog. It's pretty cool. We get to do things like that because God has put it in our heart. And the last thing I want you to do is simply do your part. That's all we need to do. If you do your part and I do my part, great things get done. It's awesome the way they think of it. So pray, give, send, and go. But here's the easy thing for you to say, because it's so obvious. I understand. But Pastor, I have so little. I mean, you know, what do I have? I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't have a whole lot of money. Just understand this. You may not have a whole lot, but there's two things that happen when you start understanding two very simple things. And that is this. What you have, regardless of what size it is, you simply give it to God. Let me give you the math of God. It simply goes like this. You and God is enough. That's all you need to know. You and a God is enough. It doesn't matter if it's a nickel or if it's $5 million. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 5 months. It doesn't matter if it's one night in Tulsa or it's a whole week in Costa Rica. God says, just give it to me and see what I'll do with it. But the cool thing is when we put all of these resources together, not a single need goes unmet. Not a single need goes unmet because we just need to put it together. I did this about 10 years ago in our church, and I wanted to do it again today. You have cups. You ever wonder where all the cups were in the pews? Here's why I gave you the cups today, okay? It's not for coffee, by the way. But here's the reason I gave you that cup. I did this illustration about 10 years ago, and I said, you know what? If we're trying to do all this, here's the thing that makes pretty much a lot of sense. If I try to put my weight on this single cup, we know what's going to happen, don't we? We know that it will absolutely collapse. Okay, let's put a couple more out here, and I'll try to do this without falling and hurting myself because I'm pretty good at that. Okay, it's just not going to work. But if we will take all of our gifts and abilities and desires in a church that's falling apart and put it together, I think some pretty cool things can happen. So last night I came up here and I put all of these cups up here and I laid this board on it and I have no problem standing on it. I have no problem jumping on it. And we're going to go places. So take your cup with you today, would you? And just pray over that cup. And say, God, this represents me. This isn't about go take that cup, put money in it. No, this cup just reminds you that you have a part to play. It may be small. It may go under the radar. It may never go on a missions trip. It may never end up under a bridge Thursday night in Tulsa. It may never, you know, come to huge amounts of money. But there's something God wants to do with that little bit that you have. And if we put it together, guess what? We're going to have people looking at their church and going, what is your secret? What have you got going for you? Why are people drawn to that place? And they're going to find out it's because we're drawn to somewhere else. We're constantly scanning the horizon for people who need us, who need our gifts, who need our abilities. And it's simply because I brought my cup and you brought your cup and your cup and your cup and your cup. Because I promise you, I've been in this situation over here. You ever been in an event and you ask for some help and you only show up with your cup? That's a whole lot of fun. That is exciting. That's thrilling. It's so thrilling that you don't want to do it again. You get a little disappointed in people too, don't you? You begin to wonder, why didn't they? Well, we're not going to go down that route. We're just going to simply be together. Do this. It'd be pretty cool. Amen? Take your cup. Put it in your hand. Promise me you'll leave here with it. Throw it away if you want to. Put it in your sock drawer. Throw it in the back seat. That's okay. But just promise me you'll leave with it. Because if you'll do at least that, then you'll at least think one more time about what we've mentioned here today. Because that cup represents your heart. And in many ways, represents your future. I have no idea what God's going to do with what you do with your cup. I really don't. I look at these teenagers down there. And you know what? These teenagers don't think they have any money. And they may not compared to a whole lot of things. But they have a heart. And if they don't give God their heart, God will never get their money. God will never get their time. Their future's bleak. Do you hear what I said, guys? You got a future that's so wide open if you'll just learn to give right now. Don't wait to do that as an adult. We have too many bad examples out there. Way too many people are just way too selfish. But you have a great opportunity to do it now. Amen? Let's pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray, God, that you will just come and grip our hearts right now. And it's not because we saw a picture of a horrible-looking child somewhere, someplace, a distended belly, horribly malnutrition. No, Father, it's because we've looked at our heart. Every one of us ate breakfast probably this morning. Every one of us had a great place to sleep last night. This isn't about comparisons. This is about what you want us to do for those who don't have, for those who do need. So, Father, I pray, as we wrap up this tremendous emphasis on missions in the month of July and Claremore Assembly of God for the year of 2016, I pray that we will be transformed into the people that you need us to be simply because we looked in our cup and asked the simple question, Father, what do you want to do with what I have? As we give it to you and as we give it with others, Father, we excitedly look forward to the things that you will accomplish because of your blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.